Let's give them something to Greg about. A little mystery to Greg about. Let's give them something to Greg about. Harold Belkrieg.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, what's up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm also Greg, but not with Jake at the end.
You're more like a Greg Olds.
I would be classified as a Greg Olds.
Did you watch any Monday Night Football last night?
Yeah, until it got out of hand. The
Man.
Seahawks are the real deal.
They proved it last night, bro.
Mm-hmm.
They came out and
yeah,
they put...
We're talking sports, bro. Sports clips!
We'll get into that in a second. Mm. They stomped a mud hole in the Saints.
Mm.
So, who'd that say they're going to beat them Saints? The Seahawks did.
And they did beat them Saints. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but I've been watching the TV.
Yeah?
A lot. And I texted you about this.
Is that magic box that shows pictures?
Yeah, there's people inside my TV. I always look behind it, and there's nobody there.
That's what cats do.
Yeah, it's weird.
Weird, yeah.
So, I'm watching the TV, and a commercial comes on for Burger King.
Oh, yeah.
You know Burger King, the second-rate fast food burger joint.
What's the first rate?
I would say Wendy's is my favorite. But the biggest one in the world is obviously McDonald's. McDonald's is the king of fast food burgers.
Yeah.
There's no denying it. Whether you like it or not, they are literally everywhere on the planet.
But wait, what about Burger King?
No, they're not the king.
They say they're the king. It's in their name.
They say they're the king, but they're not the king. Clearly not the king.
So I get a text from you.
You got a text from me saying Burger King has done it. They now sell the Big Mac. The Big Mac is...
Two all-beef patties, lettuce sauce. Two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese on a sesame seed bun.
Onion.
Oh, yeah. And
pickle
onion.
On a sesame seed bun.
So I forgot a few ingredients. It's okay.
Yeah. Okay. So that is the Big Mac. It always has been the Big Mac. It will always be the Big Mac.
Yeah.
Now Burger King is selling, quote, the Big King, which looks exactly the same, even has the middle bun that the Big Mac has. It's on a sesame seed bun with Thousand Island dressing, which I know that McDonald's says it's not Thousand Island dressing. It's Thousand Island dressing.
Let's be honest. It's Thousand Island dressing.
We know what it is.
There it is. The Big King. It looks just like the Big Mac.
So in a quest for Burger King to become even more mediocre, they're now just straight up ripping off McDonald's.
It seems like I knew that they were going to do this. Did
at
we talk about
point,
this at one point?
Yeah, at some point they were going to do this.
And they went ahead and pulled the trigger and did it. You know what we should do? We should taste test these.
We should.
We should go get a Big Mac and a Big King,
mm-hmm.
bring them back here and devour them and see which one's better.
First off, you can't have a Big Mac because you can't eat melty cheese. That's your big goal in life is to never eat melty cheese.
Is it described with melty cheese?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure anything at McDonald's is described with melty cheese, and you hate the word melty.
For the sake of the show, I will put aside my hate for the meltiness.
For the taste testiness.
For the taste testiness, yeah, because it involves food, and I like food.
You
do like
to
eat
fast,
food.
Fast-ish food, too.
I'm not a huge fast food fan,
mm-hmm.
but I will eat it. I do think like that my Whataburger is delicious.
I'm going to get Whataburger directly after this.
I don't blame you. What are you going to get?
I'm going to get the patty melt.
Oh, man. I am so gel of you right now.
Don't speak.
You see what I did?
Don't ever do that
again. I totally just like went straight up youngster hipster and speak.
Don't ever do that again.
Oh, I'm so jelly of you right now, yo.
That's more like it.
Yeah.
Don't say gel. That's not cool.
Yeah, it is cool. I said it's cool. What do you think, Rico? Gel or jelly to replace jealous?
It's jelly.
Jelly over jelly.
Jelly? Man, I'm totally jelly of you right now.
Perfect.
Perf.
You jelly?
Yeah, I'm jelly. I'm totally jelly.
I have a what would you do,
and we'll
but that's
to,
coming up.
We will get to that. Quick hit involving a commercial that I heard on the radio on the way home from works yesterday that involves our favorite client that's so over the top and ridiculous.
Sports Clips.
Sports Clips.
You come in here and you get your hair cut like a man.
Man only gets his hair cut by women in short shorts.
Because if you don't, you're not a man. You can watch sports on TV at Sports Clips.
Yeah.
So the new commercial that they have is a simulation of a sportsy talk show. Okay.
Hey, what's good, Ad? We're on the Sports Animal.
I can't remember. It's Clippy like the.
And
it's Clippy and Shear in the morning.
Hey, I'm Clippy.
I'm Shear.
How's it going?
Welcome to the Sportsman Show. That's
good
what it
morning.
Is. It's like the Sportsman Show. And it's a guy who talks like this. He's
of
like,
course.
Hey, it's the Sportsman Show. We're live. We're going to take some phone calls right now. And, like, there's a dude who's like, hey, what's it like to get your hair cut at Sports Clips?
It's awesome.
And the over-the-top man sports show announcer guy mm-hmm. says,
it's like stepping up to home plate and slam dunking a touchdown. It's good to be a guy.
I'm like, if I...
That was written by a woman.
I mean... Come on.
Written by a woman.
Who?
What are guys like? They like sporting activities.
Yeah, you know, when you get your hair cut and you get the MVP treatment at Sport Clips, it's like stepping up to the plate and slam dunking a touchdown. You're stupid. Sorry. It's the worst. Like, do you think like that?
No.
Do you know anybody? Any of your male friends, do they think like that?
Like, dude, man, that is so, like, slam dunk in a touchdown, bro.
Nobody would ever say that.
It's so over the top and so manly. Like, look at the hair all over my chest. Maybe they could sport clip that, too. Bleh.
The sport clip these nuts. I'm Clippy.
And I'm Shear.
We're on Guy Talk Sports.
We're on Sports Guy Talk here on the radio.
No chicks allowed.
Man,
I like my beer. Big boobs and babes and butts and all the bees you can think of.
I like my beer cold and my pee warm. Oh, yeah.
You can fill that pee in with...
Yeah,
with
whatever you want. So anyway, there's that diatribe.
Mm-hmm.
And
Sports Clips.
It's just such a reduction of the man. That's all it is.
I'm embarrassed that Sports Clips is a thing.
Yes, like, I am too.
I'm also embarrassed about restaurants. I will go in them.
Yeah, but the food's usually too salty.
The food is so salty because they just want you to start hammering down beers and sexually harassing the waitresses.
Yeah, like, hey, it's what a concept. Come in, eat salty food, drink 13 beers, mm-hmm. and then put jugs in your face. You think that's a good idea? The concept is great.
Yeah.
But for the girls, it can't be that much fun. Because you have...
And they have to constantly be nice to you, except for if you're at Dick's Last Resort, where they're purposely mean to you.
Yeah.
Which I'm not cool with.
No, it's not fun.
I have to deal with Alex all day, and she's mean to me.
She choked you out earlier.
She doesn't play fight. She actual fights.
That's not good. Somewhere in there's a disconnect with
I know
her.
That, like, jiu-jitsu, like, whatever is going on in her brain marbles with, like, you have to strike. It's like, we're playing.
Yeah.
We're like, playing. Don't choke me out.
Yeah, you're like, I'm giving you, like, the fake one-two. Yeah,
I'm giving her, like, half. Like, I'm not even going half. I'm going, like, a quarter of mm-hmm. what I'm doing. And she's just, like, choking me out. I'm like, I'm not going to go attack you.
To reset here, we're sitting here talking before the Greg and Greg show.
A big old beanpole.
And Alex, who probably weighs about, I don't know, 92 pounds.
Maybe less.
Probably 5'5".
No, she's tall.
5'6".
She's a tall girl.
Walks up, grabs Greggle's hoodie, flings it over his head, and then pulls it tight over his eyes so he can't see, and then basically put him in a chokehold and took him down to the couch. It was awesome.
And I just was like I knew it was her. So I'm kind of like playing around, and she's just going for it. I'm like, what are you doing? Calm down.
She has to take out that aggression.
On me, apparently.
You know, women, they've been suppressed for all these years.
So they have to go after me.
And they have to come after you.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of it, but whatever.
It works. All right, bring it.
It's time for...
What would you do?
What would you do?
What would you do?
Scenario one.
Okay.
You have no concept of the word the.
Okay.
Scenario two. You can only taste sour flavors. The questioning begins now.
So with the sour flavors,
mm-hmm.
if I ate something sour,
mm-hmm.
would that not taste sour?
No, it would taste really sour. Extra sour.
Extra sour. So water?
If the water was sour, you could taste it. It'll pick out any sour flavor of anything you eat. So like say you're eating something and it has lemon in it, all you taste is the sour lemon.
There's no other hints of anything else.
Just if it's sour.
Like if it's a nice chicken breast that's been seasoned to perfection with a little bit of lemon squirted on top, I won't taste any of the other seasons or any of the chicken, just the lemon.
You won't taste anything except for the sour, bitter lemon taste. Like somebody just squeezed that juice into your mouth. That was it.
What if I was fed intravenously? Would I still get a sour taste
yes.
in my mouth then?
It would be so intense that your tongue would fall out. This is going direct sour into your bloodstream.
And the other one is I have no concept of the word the.
Yep.
Can I just not use the word the? Or do I
people will say it to you. You have no idea what it means. And you're constantly asking people. And they'll explain it to you. And then you nod your head like you get it. But you never get it. So then they'll continue talking. You're like, but wait a minute. What was that word? And they'll be like, the? And you'll be like, yeah, what does that mean? And they'll be like, it's like the road, like it just kind of describes the thing that you're on.
So
and
wait, what you just said, the road.
No, this is the person trying to describe it to you.
I know, I'm playing along. I'm improvising.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like the road, like you're on the road. It's
wait, what is
you
the,
are.
What does the mean?
That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
There's a road, but you said the in front of it.
Yeah, so this is your life.
So you're telling me that there is a word.
Mm-hmm. That not only do you not know, but
how do you spell this word?
It's spelled with a T.
Okay.
And then there's an H.
Mm.
And then there's an E.
So it's spelled T-H-E.
Yes.
And what does it mean?
Exactly this is your life.
I don't understand what you're telling me. So there's a word
uh-huh.
that you use before other words
uh-huh.
that's spelled T-H-E.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
Exactly.
I don't get what you're telling me.
That's exactly it.
That sounds miserable.
When are they not both miserable, Greg?
If I had to choose one right now, I would go...
You can't, though. You have to ask more questions.
I don't have any more questions. You know I'm not good at asking questions. What's a square root of 2?
That's not a relevant question.
What is a relevant question?
You were the worst. Pick your.
Wait, you just said I'm...
Worst.
Worst? What's that word you used before that?
It's like a word that is to describe what the other word is.
So you're telling me that T-H-E...
In case you didn't know, I used the again in there, so you wouldn't have even been able to understand that.
What?
Exactly. You're unhirable because you have no concept of that word.
I don't understand it.
Exactly.
What does that even mean?
I know. Choose now.
I'd go with that one.
You're going with the?
What?
You're going with the?
What does that mean?
Exactly. Well, you chose incorrectly because you won $1 million if you won if you picked the other one.
How?
It's just part. You didn't ask the question.
Oh.
Hey, do I get $1 million if I can only taste sour? Yes, you would have gotten it. But had you asked the question, but you didn't. It's too late. You're stuck in a perpetual loop of asking people what? What's that word? I don't get it.
I think that is a great scenario to be stuck with.
I like how you really tried not to use
It's the. Hard to not use that word when you are trying to put together a sentence that will make sense.
The sentence you just said?
What? What's that word you just said? Right before you
exactly.
said that?
Exactly, yes.
Facebook.com/...
Something.
What? Greg and Greg Show.
The Greg and Greg Show.
Twitter.com @Greg and Greg Show. Boo out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.